I want you to close your eyes and imagine a journey of 4,000 miles and 38 days in a bus with your colleagues. Well, that's what our partners at the BBC have done in the run-up to the presidential election. The BBC's Talking America bus crossed the country to get the pulse of the electorate. Steve Evans, presenter of Business Daily on World Service, and Chloe Haji-Matthew, producer with Talking America. They join us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
So, Steve, let's start with you. How would you sum up your time on that bus? Where have you been and what have you seen?
Now, I only joined the thing at Nashville. Chloe joined it right at the start in Los Angeles. But we've seen a very, very varied picture of America. It's great, really, because it's the kind of thing that journalists don't normally do. We don't normally go to places where the story isn't, as it were, and just go to out-the-way places and talk to ordinary people and get their concerns. So very, very varied voices, intensely varied voices, from all sides and no side, just giving us opinions and giving us colour. So it's been great. We came through Nashville, Gettysburg, where we talked to some veterans of the Vietnam War.
I thought you were going to say the Civil War, but anyhow, go ahead.
Some veterans of the coal industry in West Virginia, and then right up to New York, and we talked to some people in a Brooklyn diner yesterday. So it's all kinds of people.
And
did you find a lot of anger about King George as you went from town to town?
We did. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we want the country back. There's no doubt of that. And I think there are people out there who are ready to give it back, you know. The other great scandal about this country is the complete absence of decent cups of tea.
Chloe, on a more serious note, did you learn something, or have you learned something on this trip that was or is unexpected to you?
I think we arrived thinking that foreign policy might be a more important issue to America. And obviously, things have heated up now and taken a different turn of events. But 6 weeks ago, when we started on this trip, we thought that foreign policy was going to be a deciding factor, perhaps, in this election. And it's been the economy all over. Everywhere we've gone, people's pockets are hurting and people's personal lives are being affected. And we've picked up a lot of very personal stories and individual stories as we've gone round. And that has been the overriding picture across America. The economy is what people care about.
Let's listen to a clip that your colleague Roz Atkins got in Kingman, Arizona. He was talking to a man named Roger.
I'm surprised that only 80% claim it's we're going bad. I would expect it to be more than that, because the country really has gone to the pot.
And Roger there was referring to a story in the New York Times that said 80% of Americans felt like the country was going in the wrong direction. So Chloe, is that much of what you've been hearing, particularly in the last couple of weeks?
Actually, that poll was one of the reasons we decided to embark on this trip. And we have actually felt that. We felt that Americans are incredibly proud of their country. They love America very much, and they love living here. They wouldn't be anywhere else. But right now, they don't see it as good times. Right now is a hard patch. They know that. And they know that it's going to last quite a long time. And they're not happy also with the image that America has internationally. So there are lots of factors at the moment that are making Americans unhappy and want change. They all want change. They have very different ideas about what that change is, but they all want it.
Steve, I'm going to let you have the final word before we go. How would you sum up perceptions about the presidential election?
Absolutely everybody says it's a big deal. And this idea that voters don't care about politics, it seems to me, is fanciful. You know, people come up to the bus. A lot of people come up to the bus and they want to tell us. It's almost as though they feel shamefaced about the image of America. Chloe was talking about there. People want to vote, though. The thing I found most shocking, I have to say, though, is a white man telling me he's not going to vote for Obama because he's not going to vote for a Negro. And I came away from that interview genuinely shocked. It's one of the most shocking things I've ever come across in journalism. Now, having said that, I talked to four old, elderly black men in Brooklyn yesterday, and they can't quite believe what they think might be about to happen. And so I suppose that was the uplift to the downside from the previous interview. So it's, you know, uplifting. You know, all that pride you've got in your country is absolutely fabulous, but there's a dark side too.
Thank you both. But just very quickly, I've heard a rumor. Is it true the bus you're on used to be Aerosmith's tour bus?
Well, I was told that.
No?
And also Cher's. Well,
oh,
well,
Cher.
Yeah, we gather so, yeah, exactly.
You guys know how to. You guys know how to ride in style. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us this morning. Steve Evans, presenter of Business Daily on World Service, and Chloe Hajimathu, producer with Talking America. And now we turn to Femi Okeh. He's got a couple of headlines for us.
Actually, it was my tour bus, 29 minutes past the hour. Femi and the Femitones back in the 1970s. Meanwhile, that was a major big fib. I'm sorry about that. Here are some real true headlines.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.